Chapter 5. The New Chief. I had an important question for Finley. Will you be chief now? No, Finley said. Mayor Teal will decide, and he doesn't like me. I could breathe again. If you're not going to be the next chief, I know that you're not in the scam. I can talk to you, I said. I didn't want to know anything about the murders until I learned that my brother was dead. Now I need to understand. For Joe. There have been 5 murders in Margrave since Friday. 5? Said Finley. My brother, Sherman Stoller, Morrison and his wife, and Hubble. You'll find his body soon. The same people killed them all. Hubble told me things in jail. What did Hubble tell you? Finley asked, slowly. Someone was threatening him and his family. Morrison and his wife were killed by the same people, I said. So, Morrison was inside the same scam as Hubble? Finley said. Yes, but Hubble wanted to get out. He was talking to an investigator, my brother. When you brought Hubble into the station, they got worried. They didn't want him to talk to the police or to me. They wanted to kill him in jail and planned it with Spivey. But Spivey's boys thought that I was Hubble and attacked me. So they tried again. Hubble got a call early this morning telling him to wait at home. It looks like they got him this time. Finley nodded. If Hubble is dead, what do we do now? He had all the information. Did he tell you any more? Only that there are 10 people at the center of the scam. But they use others too when they need to. 10 people. Yes. Not counting Hubble or Sherman Stoller. But now we know that 1 of the 10 was Chief Morrison. Great. Only another 9 to find, said Finley. So, did Morrison shoot your brother? I don't think so. He was too stupid, and Joe was smart. And Morrison wasn't the crazy one who kicked Joe's body. I think he was the 3rd guy who tried to hide the body. But he didn't check Joe's shoes. And because of that, Hubble was brought into the station. Someone got angry. They killed Hubble, and they had to kill Morrison too. That's why I'm worried about who the next chief is. You think the next chief will be in the scam? Yes, and he'll be dangerous. You must tell Roscoe what's going on. She should be very careful. And we need to put Charlie Hubble and her children somewhere safe. Finley understood. I'll call a friend in Atlanta who works for the FBI, Picard. You go to Charlie's and stay there until he arrives. And I'll call Washington and ask why Joe was here. I drove the Bentley back to Charlie's house. The children were home from school, and she sent them outside.
Have you found my husband? She asked me.
She was a lot calmer now. I shook my head. You've got to get away, I said. An FBI agent is coming to pick you up. She stared at me.
FBI? She said. I heard about your brother and about Chief Morrison. Is my husband part of all of this?
Yes, I'm afraid he was. I said. But he didn't want to be.
Why do you talk about my husband in the past?
She said. I looked straight at her. Because he's dead, I said. I'm very sorry. She went white.
I don't think that he's dead,
she said.
He's hiding somewhere, and I want you to find him. I'll pay you.
I won't take your money, I told her, because I'm sure that he's dead.
He's my husband, and I'm sure that he's alive,
Charlie answered.
Can you look for him while you learn what happened to your brother? You can keep the car for as long as you need.
I couldn't say no to that. Where does he work? I asked, making myself use the present tense.
Sunrise International. It's a bank in Atlanta, she said.
I waited outside while she got ready. A brown Buick drove past, checking the numbers of the houses, but didn't stop. It wasn't Picard. A little later, a blue car drove up, and a huge black guy got out. He was taller than me, and heavier.
Reacher, he said, pleased to meet you. I'm Picard, FBI.
We shook hands.
Finley told me about your brother. I'm sorry.
He seemed like an intelligent guy, and I suddenly felt more hopeful. Charlie appeared with her children and all their bags. Picard introduced himself, carried the bags to his car, and they drove away. At 6 p.m., I drove to Roscoe's house and waited in the Bentley. It was starting to rain. I needed to get away from Margrave, to get out of Georgia and forget everything until tomorrow. 20 minutes later, Roscoe arrived and we went inside.
Finley's told me everything, she said, and Mayor Teal was in the station this afternoon. He's going to be the chief for now. He wants us to work on the Morrison murders first, not on Joe and Stoller. He wants us to look for someone that Morrison put in jail, who just got out. Teal knows who killed Morrison, and he's going to keep us busy doing something useless. But right now, he doesn't know that we know anything. And we've got to keep it that way. We've got to do what he says.
It's been a terrible day, I said, taking Roscoe in my arms and kissing her. Let's drive into Alabama, eat some cheap food, listen to some music. We can forget everything this evening and come back tomorrow. We were in Alabama by 9 p.m. We found a bar with good music playing and sat until midnight talking. I talked a lot about Joe, and she told me about her family. Margrave was a million miles away. Later, we found a motel, and she fell asleep in my arms. Next morning, we drove back to Margrave early. As soon as we got to Roscoe's place, we knew that something was wrong. The lock was broken, and her front door was open.